So, Romy, when you were preparing the nursery for the new arrivals at your home, you did some really cool accent color paintwork that you had to cut in to other colors. So share a little bit about your tips on making those professionally crisp edges between colors.
You know, it's really just the time to make sure your tape line is straight, and that's that, and that the tape is stuck to the wall. When you're looking at your wall, there's a lot of, you may have a lot of texture on it, you know, orange peel or skip trowel or whatever the drywall finish is. And that tape has to get into all those little crevices and cracks and create that that seal so that the paint doesn't seep underneath the tape. And there's all different types of tapes that have different thicknesses, and some say that you know, that's thick enough now, and it's been long enough that, you know, I haven't played with any of them, but at the time I did ours, that real green frog tape hadn't even come on the market yet.
I do like it.
So I've never tested to know if that's good enough by itself.
So what's your trick for making that sharp edge?
You just go back and put a fine caulking line on the tape edge, and, you know, rub it with your finger, and that'll make sure that no paint can seep underneath. And then you just can't let it sit. I mean, as soon as you cut in that the paint, a lot of people will, you know, you think,
walk away from it.
And then come back and take it off. No, if you've got any tape that goes over on paint that goes onto that tape, you know, if it's a good quality paint, when you come pull the tape off, it's going to pull the paint off the drywall. So it's, you know, as soon as that's done and it's wet, you got to rip that tape off. And you know, you do it carefully so you don't mess up what you just painted. But that was how we did it. But they said that green frog tape is supposed to be good enough by itself. But I haven't painted recently enough to know or try.
Well, there's a couple professional paint tips that we've given you this hour to help make your next paint job. And there's a whole laundry list of things to talk about. How do you put paint up? How do you clean your brushes? How do you clean your rollers? How do you store paint? Well, you're just going to have to go to RosieOnTheHouse.com to find all that. I will tell you this, paint put up properly. I opened a can of paint that was dated 2004, almost 20 years old. Stirred it, it was properly stored, stirred it, and applied it to a patch area of a wall that was absolutely indistinguishable. You could not tell that we had put a patch there. But you have to properly store it. Okay. The other question we were asked a lot this week is, how do I know I'm hiring a legitimate contractor? Oh, man, that's like an hour-long conversation. But please, we get calls all week long. Rosie, I didn't use a Rosie certified partner, and I'm in trouble. How can you help me? If you're not going to take the time to get a Rosie on the House certified contractor to your home, at least do yourself the favor of making sure they're licensed, bonded, and insured, and double check them. The numbers they give you, the policy numbers they give you, check them. Make sure they're current. Make sure they're active. Make sure at the Register of Contractors that license number isn't pending investigations or have a long list of unresolved complaints. That's just the beginning of what you want to do. Another secret tip that I tell people all the time is, if you're contemplating a bathroom remodel or a kitchen remodel, go to the wholesalers that move the products you're going to need. Go to the appliance warehouses. Go to the plumbing fixture warehouses. Ask them, hey, of all your customers, who pays their bill on time? Who's been a customer for the longest time? Whose jobs seem to be the most organized? If you were going to do a project with these products that you have on display, who would you hire to get it done? And I promise you, every one of those wholesale showrooms has a favorite contractor or two, because they've been there a long time. Their jobs are organized. They get jobs done on time. They have happy customers, and they pay their bills. That's a secret tip that most homeowners need to hear, because a lot of the people that spend a lot of the money advertising, whose names are most recognizable, tend to be the ones that aren't generally recommended. That's all I'm going to say about that. Folks, I hope we helped a little bit this week around your house, home, castle, or cabin. I hope we melted away some of your anxiety that you may have built up. And know this, we'll be back next Saturday morning. As always, see you then.